Ey, abrí en una vi, mañana something get all to is
Myanmar has already been under crisis for more than 50 years, actually. We've been oppressed by the cruel military regime for more than half a century. So, yes, it's true that now we are facing a lot of humanitarian crisis, or the natural disasters, huge earthquake, because the military, they are not taking real responsibility in the rescue of the victims of the earthquake. They are even doing the airstrikes daily in the resistant areas they have lost. Well, yes, my fundraising tour, the world tour, it started last year in 2024 in November, starting from London. And I went to Seoul, South Korea for the second concert, and Sydney is my third concert. My aim for these fundraising concerts is for the people who are internally displaced inside the country because of the political crisis and the civil war. And in these areas, there are millions of children who do not have proper school, who do not have proper vaccination, and people, they don't have enough proper food or clean water or the electricity. And these areas are no longer under military regime because the resistant forces and the people, they fought for their own rights and their fundamental human rights, and they have conquered these territories. But the problem is in these areas, it is difficult to reach by the international aids. And as you all know, the official international NGOs, they only go to the military regime to help out the people inside the country. They still think that the regime is official. But most much needed areas, people are still suffering, not only from the lack of food, water, or the vaccination, but also from the bombs that have been striken by the military almost every day, the airstrikes.
I've also heard like you are auctioning three items from your current Australian tour.
Yeah.
Could you please share the story behind that? You are gonna auctioning the guitar you play,
yeah,
you signed this time,
yeah,
and also like a gift tree.
Third one is a gango tree. It's very rare here. It's even difficult to grow here. It's our traditional, one of the traditional flowers in our country. It's called gango. It has a very pleasant smell. Well, it's also a symbol of revolution because somebody who is already living in Australia in the Burmese community, they have nurtured that tree. So she would like to donate this tree for this auction because it has special value, like a symbolism of revolution for the people of Burma in this community.
So like Burmese community in Australia,
yeah,
they all want to help people in,
yeah, yes,
Burmese.
They participate by donating their special things they have to participate in the donation of the people in crisis in Burma.
4 years ago, in 2021, you were in such a dangerous position and you have been living exile for 4 years now. So could you please like take us back to that moment? What happened in 2021?
It was 4 years ago, a few weeks after the coup, I published a song called Tears on my social media. When the military started to brutally gun down the people, the peaceful protesters out in the streets across the country. And that song is about my country torn apart by the civil wars and that kind of political crisis. And the song became so viral So the military finally put me in the such an arrest warrant list, charging me of defaming the state. Well, if I get arrested, it will be like I will be imprisoned for 3 years, at least 3 years, and or they could even make me totally disappear inside their interrogation cells. And at that time, I had two choices. One is, well, I can just say that I'm sorry, I'm wrong, and I just shut up my mouth, continue my career as a diva in their hands, and let them use my image for their propaganda. Or another option is that leave my luxurious life and my career, hide and run like a fugitive. I stand with my people and become nobody in a third country. And I chose the second option because I couldn't shake the bloody hands of those cruel military hunters who have killed thousands of my fans and my fellow citizens. I can't just give my back and close my eyes that nothing has ever happened. My choice has a huge risk of being arrested, tortured, imprisoned, and silenced. So I had to run and hide for several months inside the country and at the borders. But if you don't mind, I'd rather not emphasize upon the exile journey because it involves a lot of people who have helped me to get this far, and those people, security is still at stake. Finally, I crossed the borders and I hid for like total in 7 months inside Burma and inside the border, along the borders. And finally, I was saved by France. It wasn't easy for me at all to start a totally different life right now because my life has changed upside down. For example, a small example to give you. Yeah. I don't even know how to take public transport at first when I got to France.
So currently, are you in like stateless status or you got the French nationality?
I got too emotional inside that I didn't want to say it, but since you have asked me, I will share this, the experience. When I have to fill up the forms, the visa forms for Australia, there is a question about my nationality. So I put Myanmar as usual, because I still think of myself as Myanmar. In my heart, in my mind, I'm still that citizen. So I try to put Myanmar in that box. And my immigration lawyer told me that, oh, you are a stateless person. You cannot put Myanmar under that box, under that nationality. So that put me into tears because I don't have the documents as Burmese citizens anymore. I am already protected by France, but I'm not a French citizen. I'm right now a stateless. I didn't want to accept it. It's too much for me. But I had to, because only then I can go to the other boxes, other pages to continue.
I can feel you. It must be super
I didn't
hard.
Want to accept it.
You've also mentioned like some people from Australian Burmese community donate the stuff to
yeah.
you to try to help those people who are still living in Myanmar. So you must have contacted and like get in touch with the people here. Could you please share with us what does Australian Burmese community want, and what do you want Australian people, the broader communities here, to do with Myanmar's?
Australian Parliament, they invited me for this keynote speech and the little event at the Parliament. It was a historical moment for us, not just for me, you know, not just for the Myanmar community in Australia, but also for the millions of people back home in Burma. It's a proof that we are not forgotten. we are not forgotten by the people of Australia. It shows that our voices, our cries are heard by the people of Australia. At least one big country is supporting us, is with us, is watching over us, and we are really grateful for that. It gives us a huge moral support for this revolution to continue to fight for our freedom. And another thing is there are a lot of Burmese community here, and there are the political refugee that you have saved from Burma. I have my artist colleagues here, resistant colleagues. Australian has already saved. And they can still continue their lives. But like me, of course, they can't be the queens and kings anymore. But they are not imprisoned or arrested by the cruel military. They are safe and they can continue and participate in the revolution. And at the same time, they can give the motivation to the people in the society to continue this fight. So, and I truly believe that Australia will continue to support us in our fight for freedom and human dignity.
I know, like, you are currently living in exile. Do you still have any friends or family members live in Myanmar right now who also witness the war or the earthquake?
I'd rather not elaborate upon this because it concerns with the privacy and the security of the people. Sure. But yes, I do have a lot of fans. My fans are like my families. There are a lot of victims in the earthquake. There are a lot of my fans. Some of them, they haven't yet got contact with their parents. Their parents are under the piles of the broken buildings.
My soul is darker than the night. My deeds are colder than the ice. My thoughts are always broken apart like that. But you save me from my deeper sins. You grant me heights I've never been. You make me whole and live again like this. If it's your will, if it's your will, if it's your will, let me say, if it's your will.